listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And before I get into my standard boilerplate of how this episode didn't quite measure up to already diminished expectations, the whole Magic Tavern team wants to extend a heartfelt congratulations to Adil and Gemma on the birth of their new baby. I have been specifically directed not to make any jokes here and to just let this be nice for once. And while I do not take requests, I am independently deciding on my own to leave this moment alone. What a valiant choice of mine. As for this episode, some details, as the initial table setting is on the oopsie-daisy side. The hosts have split up on separate quests. This week, we return to Usador's team, which includes Flower, Claudia the Witch, and Jamilius the Mauve. I believe they're trying to sneak into Spintax's stronghold by hiding in a cart being rolled through the kitchen. So let's start with some other people already working in that kitchen.
This is the hot pasta. We got to get it to the center of the stronghold, and I need everybody to be wearing their nice whites for presenting to the people so they could eat the food.
Giovanni?
Yes?
I have a question.
What's your question?
When do we get to take a pipe break?
Okay. I do not pay you to take pipe breaks, especially on a day like today when there are very important people here.
Hey, I have magically made all this food. I need you to be able to put this food where it needs to go, all right? Now, whatever happens, you gotta take these carts and get them to the tables where they're supposed to be.
Of course, sir. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
So sorry.
I didn't mean to raise my voice.
Now make me come back over here again, okay? All right.
I already ate half of the plate. I ate half a plate of pasta. I'm sorry. I hadn't eaten in 24 hours. You got us pushing these carts all over the place to see if we could build up our arm strength.
They don't have a staff meal. You're not supposed to eat this stuff.
Oh, crud.
Have you seen that rich lady? She's going to tear our heads off.
Oh, that socialite. Oh, nuts. Yeah.
I'm going to need you to push the pasta around the plate to make it look like there's more pasta there. I'm not going back to the wizard over here to ask him for anything else. I'm already embarrassed. We should all be embarrassed of our behavior today.
Okay, I'll push it around.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had to come back over here. Whatever you do, make sure that you never, ever, ever do anything to these carts. These carts are magical. They're floating on their own power. So don't look underneath them. Don't peek in them. You know, that'll make the magic fall apart, right?
Oh, you're not equipped
to be able to restart these carts, all right?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, sorry, right. Sir.
Okay.
All right. Keep up the good work. Hold on. What's up with that pasta right there? What's with that pasta right there? It feels like there's only...
It fell off.
I took another bite.
Okay. This is... I can't cover for you.
I can't lie.
He says, I have worked in so many strongholds where my honor has been put on display and I have been rewarded for my good work. And I tell you right now, never been more embarrassed in my life.
Get it together or else Spintax we'll have your asses.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. Yeah. We don't want that. Out the pasta. Right. We don't
all
want
right. I'm going over here. Take care.
Okay. Lots.
This cart is very heavy, and I want to look at it.
You can't look at it. He sucks to look at it.
I understand.
I want to look underneath.
I want to look at it.
Giovanni, please do it. I beg of you.
What if we all look together at the same time?
Okay, yeah. Let's all hold hands.
Okay.
Can we hold hands? And we're going to lift up the metal part and we're going to
put
my face in melting hot rocks.
Oh,
I stare at it.
We shouldn't have done it.
My face in metal earth is in the pasta.
Sorry, everyone. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a mystical podcast where people's faces melt off, coming to you from underneath a mystical floating catering cart. This week I am joined, as always, by my co-questers, Flower.
Hello, I am not Flower today. Debbie Newmoney.
Debbie Newmoney. Yes, of course. How could I have forgotten Debbie Newmoney, that socialite who is coming to Red Spintax's stronghold for her latest soiree?
It's going to be the fanciest ball in town.
And of course, I'm also joined by Claudia the Witch.
Oh, hello. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't be in here. We're in the middle of a crisis.
Oh, you're going to talk to Harold Bumbutts like that?
We're not married yet. One day we'll be married, though, and I'll be a bum butts, too.
No one talks to a bum butts like that.
Sir, I'm really sorry, but you have to leave. You can't be. What? Why are you laughing at me? Don't laugh at me.
What a fool.
Oh, how rude. Of course, I'm joined by Harold Bumbutts and Debbie Newmoney. And yeah, we're here to break into Spintax's abode, his great stronghold, where I shall recharge the Ruby of Galazir and fuck up some shit on the way out. And of course, also our man on the inside, Jamilius the Mauve.
Hey, Yusuf, you gotta keep it down, man.
Oh, sorry.
A couple of faces have already melted off already, all right? I can't keep hiding all these melted face bodies.
And what do you want me to do when they look under here? My first instinct is to melt the faces.
It's hard to be able to cover this, man.
Okay, how about I just wipe their memories? That way they can get back to their job.
That's better.
When you wipe their memories, will their faces melt?
Yes, when I wipe their memories, their faces definitely melt.
Ha ha, Usador.
But they don't know why.
Got him.
Is it strange as Harold Bumbutts I still want to have sex with Usador? Well, we could talk about it later.
I'm fine with that. Debbie Newmoney's into an open marriage.
Thanks, Flower.
All right. Now we've spent the last 3 weeks traveling here, planning out every single detail of this quest.
Yes.
And I'm certain... Now that everyone remembers exactly what they're supposed to do, let's synchronize our mystical timepieces on the count of 3, 2, 1.
I turned over an hourglass.
Perfect.
I have a bunch of crystals jangling in my pocket.
Debbie?
I have knots around my ring finger.
Oh, yeah, whatever sort of timepiece works for you. Debbie, Harold, you're up.
Oh, well, well, well. Yeah, let me slap my wife on the bum butts.
Oh, Harold, have you been growing that mustache for a while? I could just kiss it off your face. I could kiss it, I tell you, kiss it off your face.
Excuse me. I'm Spintax's valet, and I don't, I need you to tell me who you are and why you're here.
Well, I'm Harold Bumbutts.
Yeah, don't you know? From the Bumbutts?
Oh, the Bumbutts?
Yeah, the New England Bumbutts.
Oh. There's a New England?
Yeah, it was... this is embarrassing for you, is what it is.
Is it?
You're not aware.
I'm mortified.
And
oh,
I swear to God, dude, if you don't tell my beautiful wife... Debbie Newmoney here, she looks good in 5 seconds, you're gonna get a fist to the nips.
Of course you look beautiful, madame. I just need to know what your business here today in Spintax's stronghold is.
Well, we did make an appointment a few weeks ago. I believe we sent a bird over to tell you that we'd be coming in a few weeks to check out the place to host my ball, my introduction to society, for I am Debbie New Money, and I'm to be introduced to society.
You're renting the stronghold for your coming out ceremony?
Yes,
yeah,
I'll be
that's
coming
right.
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I demanded to test a bunch of carts full of pasta.
This is the first time hearing of this. I'll have to, let me check in the ledger here. Debbie New Money, Harold Bumbutts. I'm sorry, I don't see anything in the book for you, but I'm so mortified that I don't know who the new Ingland Bumbutts
are. I'm certain that's somebody nearby. Wait, look over here.
Yes.
Take a look at the book again.
What? Oh, yes, now I see you there. It appears that it's at the very bottom of the page. Scribble in. I don't know how I missed it the first time. Yes.
Your eyes must have got caught in your can.
Is that Debbie New Money?
Yes.
Hey. We got the pasta already coming out. I made the finest dishes for you to try out. I mean, Spintax is honored to have you as a part of the people that might come and use the stronghold to legitimize the standing of the stronghold as a part of society, you know?
Yes, of course. We think it's very important that a leader such as Spintax has a big ballroom, the biggest ballroom.
Yes.
So that's why we've been working on adding this huge ballroom space. We think it's very important. Important and worthwhile venture, very good thing to do with your time and your money.
Yeah, especially when we can contribute to the ballroom expansion, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude before. Right this way.
Oh, thank you.
After you, my sweet cheeks.
Oh, and I love your little kitty cat.
Oh, yeah, we carry this puss box wherever we go.
I have paperwork that says it's a service animal and I'm allowed to have it.
You don't need to tell me.
I don't want to be questioned anymore about it. I have the paperwork.
No, it was just a compliment. I thought he was very sweet, and I've never seen a cat quite that shade of blue before.
Get off our back about it, man.
I'm not on your back. I just, you know, I'm just leaning on this cat in here.
Mm. Well, and like all cats, this cat has a hat, because cats always wear hats. It's a cat in a hat.
Excellent. Well, right this way. Here, let me open the doors for you and look at the beautiful ballroom.
Oh, look at all these fancy portraits. Who are they?
Well, this of course is Spintax himself, and this of course the rest of these portraits are Spintax's lovers from the last several years, each one more elaborate and naked than the last.
Ooh.
Oh, elaborate nakedness. This one's got four boobies.
I appreciate this one is bush forward.
Ah, oh, Debbie, Debbie, Debbie. Oh, Debbie. Always appreciating the forward bush.
Excuse me, would you like to sample some of this rigatoni?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a fistful. I'll eat it with my hands.
We have plates and utensils, if you prefer.
Yes, we do. We do have things for you to serve and eat it on.
Bumbutts likes his pasta from his hands. It makes it taste better with the oils in my hands. Ow.
That's why we asked for the ring-shaped pastas, anything in a tube or a ring, so that Harold can put it on his fingers and eat it off of it.
as you wish, sir.
That's good stuff. Ah, Bumbutts approved.
Now, tell me more about the amenities in this ballroom. Now, there's clearly lots of room, but are there any places where, I don't know, any of our guests bring any crystals they want to charge or things they want to do? Like, what are the amenities?
Well, of course, there's a full bar, and of course, you've seen the catering come in today. I assume, since the caterers are here, that your event is starting shortly. I don't know if they'll have time to charge any crystals while they're here.
Show me where the bathroom is.
Yeah.
Right this way to the facilities.
Oh, thanks. This pasta went through me like a sieve.
Now it's customary that my future fiancé, my husband, Harold, will be coming with me into the bathroom, but just the two of us and our cat, please.
Yes, of course. All standard procedure. We have, of course, gender-neutral bathrooms for one, two, or three parties.
Cool. Man, okay. That's forward-thinking. Good work.
Right this way.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. What is our move here? What are we supposed to do?
I guess we just ask as many questions as we can, get as much information. Great job asking where we can charge crystals. What a boob.
Hey, somebody out there. Somebody out there. Can somebody pass me a roll, please?
Oh, yeah, I did. Someone was in this bathroom. Yeah, okay. Hold on.
Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to be using this toilet, but, man, I was back in the kitchen, and that was just, it was just hard to get up, and I had to get in here, man. I had to go real bad.
Toilet paper, but we have that roll of paper that Jamilius gave us. Should we hand that over?
Yeah, I've got a dinner roll in my pocket, too.
Yeah, we'll do that, too. We got a couple different rolls here. Here you go.
Here you go. A roll of paper and a dinner roll, whichever you prefer.
Well, I'll eat the dinner roll, and I'll use the paper on my ass.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, I gotta eat what I can, man. You work 16 hours in the kitchen. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, you work hours in the kitchen.
Yeah, you work 16 hours in a kitchen.
You two aren't helping.
Oh, wow. This I feel a little weird. This paper ain't normal, man. What's wrong? I feel weird. Why can I see myself?
That paper has the last spell of the spelling on it.
What are the unicorns singing?
We gotta tell us about the unicorns.
If I would walk into the sky.
Oh, shit.
You would pass by. I just see you tonight.
Wow.
All right.
Whoa. Oh. He's asleep.
This is the perfect opportunity for me to steal this chef's costume and sneak into the kitchen.
Yes, yes, Usador, do it.
What are you going to put on him?
Oh, I'll turn him into a cat. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Oh, great. Yeah, because we need to carry a cat out of here, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Well, just a chef and a married couple coming out of the bathroom together with the cat. They're betrothed. Even better.
Yep.
Well, you should get back to the kitchen. You shouldn't be out here.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, that bathroom is bum butts approved.
Oh, Harold.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Whoa! Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
McCavity! I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people, like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Well, I'm here to cook all the things that I normally cook here in the kitchen. Which station is open?
I'm sorry, what station do you think you're supposed to be assigned to? Because right now I see a bunch of people working and I don't see you where you needs to be.
You mean on the grill? I could be on the grill.
I would love it. I would fucking love it if you were on the fucking grill. Thank you so much for showing up.
Thank you, Sammy. Thank you.
Oh, God.
I'm glad everyone has name tags on. Ooh.
Hey, this is your first day?
Yes, I'm new here. What's your name?
Bones.
Bones, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm, Arnie.
Ah, nice to meet you, Arnie. You know, a lot of people want their meat well done around here, so I hope you like sitting on this grill.
Oh, trust me, I know my way around the grill. You will only have the most succulent steaks. The most scintillating sausage. Why, the most becoming bacon. And, of course,
the penultimate patties of lamb.
Wow, you should write books.
Oh, you really think so?
Oh, yeah, those were beautiful descriptors.
Well, thank you. It's such a wonderful kitchen. I've never worked in such a wonderful, powerful kitchen of a wizard. Is there anything around here you think you could use to maybe...
Five chop hot.
That's
five.
You, my man.
Five chop hot. Okay, five chop hot. I'm on it. Yes. Is there anywhere around here that you could, perhaps, charge up a stone or a crystal or a ruby, anything?
Oh, yeah, second floor all the way in the back.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get these five chop hot up real quick, though.
All right, I'm in charge of killing livestock, so it's nice
six
to meet you.
Chick, make them cry.
Make
them. Chick, make them cry.
Six chick, make. What the hell does that mean?
Good luck, my man.
Thank you, yes. So this chick must be chicken. Make him cry. Lots of garlic.
Hey, Bones. Hey, great work. Great work, man.
Thanks.
You mind moving over to the soup station? Can you do that right quick?
Oh, yeah. Let me grab my tureen.
Wow, he knows all the lingo.
Yusidor, what are you doing, man?
Oh, I was trying to figure out where to charge the crystal.
I know, but what'd you do with the chef that was here before? What, did you melt his face off, too?
No. I just gave him some LSD in the bathroom, stole his clothes.
What?
Turned him into a cat and gave him to Flower and Claudia.
Three wets?
Three wet what?
You gotta just wet? Yeah, you gotta get some sandwiches, dip them, and then put some parsley on them.
What the hell would you want a wet sandwich?
I mean, some people like that.
Really?
Yeah, they put the meat in there, they put the whole bread in there. It's kind of crazy.
All right, wet sandwich. I'm just putting water on it. Is that right? It's just wet. It's just wet from water.
Yeah, no, it's got to be. It's also has some meat juice in there too.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
When you first said wet sandwich, I was like, they just want to dip the sandwich in water. That's crazy.
Well, some people do. I mean, goblins love to do that. You know, it gets it down their gullet a little easily.
Oh.
Crabs on a walk.
I assume that's just live crabs. I'll just let some of these go.
You're right. They like people like to just capture their own food. It's a
that's
real
fun.
Delicacy here. And, yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. You can play with your food. It's really awesome. It's an experience, you know. Hey, look.
Yes.
You have to be able to make sure you can also cook while you also charge the ruby. You chose something that can't work together, man.
But I have to get up to the second floor to charge the ruby. Oh, what have I done? It's all right.
Look, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we send a personal chef up to actually like talk about the dishes. But the thing is, you have to not go all the way up to the actual office. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, Spintax will know you're here.
That's true. But if you send me out, I'll talk to anyone along the way about all the special dishes. I'll really sell it to everyone in the party.
Stop by, but don't go to the main office, all right?
Stop by, don't go to the main office. Okay, here I go. Yes, Jamilius, I'll go and tell everyone about the delicious food that we're serving today.
Yep, make sure everybody understands that this is how you serve a perfect crying chick, all right?
Okay.
Five Marys had a little ham.
That didn't land where I thought it was going to.
And he is not going to look under the cart no matter what happens.
No, don't ever look under the cart. Don't do that.
You know what? Bones has been working here 30 years, and I don't get to talk to the people.
There's a reason for that, Bones. There's a reason for that.
Yes. Pushing one of the carts. Excellent. Got it. Got the ruby right here. Sir, may I interest you in some of this delicious... Let's see what's under this cloche. Some of this delicious creme brulee.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, excellent. It has a very crispy exterior from caramelizing the sugar right on top of the cream.
Oh, you seem to really know your stuff.
Oh, yes. There's nothing like a custard with a crust.
A custard with a crust.
Yeah.
How much is this going to set me back?
Well, it's complimentary. It's part of the event that they're holding here this evening for... Debbie Newmany and her husband.
They're not married.
Yes, well, they're betrothed. They're intended.
God.
Yes, sorry. So sorry. They just have that married energy, you know?
Yeah, but they're not married.
I get it.
All right, let me test this brulee. I'm going to tap my spoon on the top to see
if it's... Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, this passes. Thanks, man.
Yes, excellent. It was a pleasure to meet you. How do you know the Newmanys?
Oh, well, I'm going to be the priest at their wedding when they do get married.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying to take your job away from you when I said that they were married before.
Okay. Well, you know, you're lucky I'm a man of the cloth.
Well, you're threatening me now? You want to get into a fight?
You know what? Why don't you get the fuck out of my face?
You get the fuck out of my face.
Why don't you get the fuck out of my face?
Get the fuck out of my face.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Get the fuck out of my face.
This is delicious.
Thank you.
Not married.
I know. Would anyone else like to sample some of the food that we're serving here today?
Have a bite.
This is a weeping chick. Weeping chick. It's a undercooked chicken.
I love undercooked chicken.
Oh, you do?
The closer to life, the closer to wife.
Huh. Well, you know they're not married, right?
I do. I want to marry this chicken, though. I wish it was legal. I'd marry this chicken today.
Huh, really? You'd marry this dead piece of chicken?
Yes. It fills me with joy, and it listens to me.
Okay, I'm going to be moving on. Does anyone else want to sample some of the food here today?
Yeah, I'd like to sample some of that food.
Oh, yes, of course. Is there
anything? You got anything wet up in there?
Oh, yes.
Got some wet up in there?
I have this delicious beef sandwich with peppers dipped in au jus.
Is it organic? Did you kill it today? Was it killed today?
It was killed this morning, right before I got here. I saw the last embers of life as they left the eye of the animal.
Did it suffer? Did it suffer a lot?
Did it
feel the pain when you actually like slit its throat?
Did you want it to suffer?
Yes.
It definitely suffered. It felt a lot of pain. It was very and it cried out, "Mama!" First words it ever spoke.
Oh yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Right, so whenever you dipped it, did you put it in juice or you put it in water?
Should have kept talking to that last guy. We put it in. I put it in water, but then I was corrected and put it into juice. Juice of beef.
Oh, man, I just like straight water, man. I'm just a water man. I'm just a water man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let me reach under the cart here. We've got just a plain wet one.
Oh, okay. All right, that's all. You know what? You're good people.
You're good people.
I'm actually goblin ain't people, but you know.
Oh, you're a sentient creature. All goblins are people.
Goblinless food, am I right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I gotta get this crab. It's walking.
Yeah, that's self service. Enjoy the crabs. Grab as many crabs as you want. They're just walking around. All right, I'm just gonna leave this cart here while I open this door to the back of the second floor and, quiet. I think I hear Spintax addressing the crowd. It's so dim in here. What is glowing in the corner? Looks like a well or some sort of... Oh, it's another toilet. All right, but it's glowing. Put the gem in the toilet. I put the stone in the toilet? That can't be right. But this is where Bones said it was, and if I trust anyone, I trust Bones.
Put the gem in the toilet.
What? Who's that?
Put the gem in the toilet. We would never steal you wrong.
Put the gem in the toilet.
Put the gem in the toilet.
Spirits, who are you? Tell me your purpose for being here. I desperately want to put the gem in the toilet, but it's critical to my quest that I charge this ruby of Galazil.
We just want to see the gem in the toilet.
You just want to see the gem in the toilet.
It's going to be so pretty.
All right.
Yeah, it'll look really nice in the toilet.
Yes, well, I'll do as you say. I'm placing the gem in the toilet. Will that charge it, spirits? Will that charge it?
It'll charge us.
It'll charge it. We like this. This is nice.
Yeah, we want to see it.
This is nice.
I've got the stone on a chain around my neck, so I'm going to have to kind of straddle the toilet backwards.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. I kind of have my legs facing the back of the toilet.
Oh, yeah, the skin fairies love so this.
I'm going to pull up these chef's whites so I can pull up my robes underneath the chef's whites.
Or just you could just also keep them on if you want to.
Then the poop won't go in the toilet.
Yeah, the scat fairies like that even more.
Scat fairies? This doesn't have anything to do with charging this damn crystal.
We never said it did.
I gotta get out of here. All right, everyone. Keep listening. I'm sure I'll find a place to charge it right after this break. All right, I barely escaped the scat fairies. I'm going to push this cart over to the next door here in the back of the hall. Oh, Spintech's still droning on. Oof. Yeah, what's inside here? It's dark again. Why doesn't he light these fucking rooms? There. Oh, I see it. Pure red glowing energy. The perfect place to float a crystal. Yeah. Stone of Galazil. Return to your former glory. Here I place you upon this altar, and let the energies of this stronghold of this bastard Spintax fill you so that you may ultimately become his undoing.
What have you done with my stone?
Galazil?
Yes, it's me, Galazil.
I thought you were long dead.
I am but a spirit that gets released every time my stone is charged.
Well, here's the thing. I really need this stone. I don't know how awake you've been or aware of what's been going on in Foon, and I hate to spend a lot of time kind of rehashing plot. But generally, the wizards suck, and I was going to use this stone to try to destroy them, at least the ones that aren't set free by the LSD.
Okay, I don't give a fuck, and I don't even know who you are.
Well, you don't know who I am?
No, I am a stone. Yeah,
never invited me to your parties. Remember, I'm Usador. You remember my friend Jamilius, and you wouldn't invite us over, and we would go off and do our own thing?
None of this is ringing a bell for me.
Fuck.
75% charge.
Well, here's the thing. I am the Blue Wizard of Light and Shadow, and it is my duty to protect Foon in all of its glory. For many years ago, the goddesses of Foon demanded that there be a champion who would stride forth into this world and set all of the little children and the downtrodden free from the forces of evil, whether it be the Dark Lord or whether it be a wizard turned evil. What's the charge status now?
90% charge.
Okay,
I take it off the charger. I'm only alive when it's on the charger.
Oh, you're only alive while it's on the charger. Well, then let's just keep talking. How have you been?
I'm okay. I don't have any idea who you are.
If I leave it on the charger, we could get to know each other, though. What would you like to do now that you're alive again?
You know what? Take it off the charger.
99% charge.
I'd love to spend some more time with you, like really get to know you. Perhaps you want to take a cooking class together? Or maybe those wine and paint classes?
And it. Take it
99.5% charge.
Son of a bitch. I'd love to take it off. Fuck it, that's enough.
Wait a minute. I thought I heard Galazil up here. I was going to bring him a tureen of soup. What are you doing up here, man?
Oh, I just got lost on my way back to the kitchen. I lost, turned into the wrong room. Went to another room. There's some scat fairies in there. Have you ever met those guys?
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
You better get the hell out of here, dude. None of us are supposed to be up here.
Oh, yeah. I'll just go back down to the kitchen now. It was great to meet you, Bones. I'll see you tomorrow at work.
Okay. I can't wait. If you don't show up tomorrow, I'm probably going to kill myself.
What?
Yeah.
That seems like an overreaction.
Nah.
What if something happens to me? My mom's sick or something?
I'm going to end it. If you don't
please
come back,
don't.
Man, you're my best friend at work.
I'm not your best friend. I barely remember your name. It's Bones.
You're my best
I knew that.
Friend, and if you don't come back, this is it for me.
Fucking hell. I'll be here tomorrow.
No, you promise me?
I promise
with
you.
With everything you have?
Yeah. Yeah, with everything I have, I promise.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, man. I don't want to die.
I don't want you to die.
All right.
All right, see you. You should order a team.
Yeah, you got it? You charge?
Yes. I'm speaking to you through my mind.
Okay.
Yes, I have charged the Ruby of Galaziel to nearly full strength. We must make our escape. Let's meet in the lobby and then fuck some shit up on the way out.
All right.
Roger.
All right, see you in a moment. All right, Bones, see you tomorrow.
Oh, Ben, I better see you. Oh, I don't want to die.
I don't want you to die.
Okay, right. You're my best friend.
Can you take this car back down to the kitchen for me, best buddy?
You bet. You're my pal.
All right, see you tomorrow.
All right, I love you, dude. You're good.
All right.
Yeah.
I gotta go. Is everyone here?
Yes.
Okay, I put everybody to work in the kitchen. It is a little bit busy back there, but I think we can get out.
Okay.
Wait. I really love playing Harold Bumbutz. This is really the role of my life.
It's honestly, there is such a thin veil of where Harold begins and Claudia ends.
It's true.
Because it's just, I see that in you so deeply.
Thank you, my love.
This is nice.
Now, the only hard part is we have to get past the valet. All right? This guy is the smartest person I've ever met. It's almost close to wizard as a wizard can be, you know, but not being a wizard.
Wait, before we leave, I just want to move a couple of tchotchkes around to be in different places, so it's a little unsettling.
Perfect. That'll drive Spintax crazy.
She's gonna turn this around the other way.
Excuse me. Why are you moving things around here?
They fell down, and I was just putting them back where they belong, and also the energy of the room was off.
Yeah, you're gonna talk to my wife like that?
I don't believe you're married yet.
Damn. You can talk to my fiance like that?
We're so close. It feels like we're married, even if it's not paper on paper.
Well, they were just trying to see what the room looked like, you know, in different configurations, you know?
Yes. Genetius, I noticed you've been spending a lot of time with our guests.
Oh, yeah, you know, I just make sure that, you know, I am the head caterer. I have to make sure that they have the best experience possible so they give the most money possible, you know?
Yes, and you, chef, what are you doing out of the kitchen?
I'm simply helping Jamelius here as a head caterer. Yeah. It's just our foreign assistant, so you're taking a cart around. Would you like... I gave the cart to Bones. I could run to the kitchen and get you something to eat, perhaps.
You know what? You have a lot of questions. So I have a question for you.
Yes?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck am I?
Get him, baby.
I am the valet of Spintax the Green, one of the most powerful wizards who's ever lived. Nay, the most powerful wizard who has ever lived. And I do his bidding.
What the fuck does that mean? Do you park his car?
No, I tend to his every need.
Did you say taint?
Yeah, get him, baby.
What? No, I said tend. Tend.
Taint?
Tained!
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 You got him!
I think he had an aneurysm.
Wow. That was incredible.
That was insane.
All right, let's set the lobby on fire and go.
Let's go!
Gareth Troll Colatel!
Meow, meow!
Here
we go!
Oh, shit. I gotta turn that cat back into a chef.
He's gonna be naked. He's gonna be naked.
Balakalath Tamal. Here's your hat. Tomorrow, come to work. Your name is Arnie and your best friend is Bones.
I've never had a best friend before.
Your name is Arnie now. Your best friend is Bones. Don't miss work tomorrow.
Okay. That's all I remember. Why is my face half melted?
Everyone else, run! Run!
Let's go!
Run! Quickly into the woods!
Actually, I don't know why I ran with you guys. I could have just stayed in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should just walk back in there. Tell them you chased us out.
Okay.
Put out the fire.
We're a team.
That's right. Yeah. But before you go, Jamelius, I owe you a debt of thanks. And I know that I shall call upon you again in our hour of greatest need.
Yeah, I'll be there for you. I'll be there. Because you know what? Usador? You're a real one.
You are the realest. Good luck, my friend. May the goddesses bless your every step.
Thank you.
Thanks for the pasta.
Flower, Claudia.
Yes.
Yeah?
I must head to Westerin, the forest on the south side of Northeastia. This is where we part ways. But please, if you need anything, you need but call, and I shall be there for you, as you have been there for me.
Oh, Usidorm. The feelings pop hard when I see you every time I see you.
I feel the same, and let us now form an open-faced sandwich before I go.
Okay, but, like, I want to be on top of... You have to be Harold when you're facing me. And then you can be... Unless you're into the... You could be Claudio when you're facing... Who's the open part? Is it just you guys? Was I not involved in this at all?
No, you're good. You're good.
Usidore can look at the back of my head. I'll look at you as Harold.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, Harold.
I'd love to watch this. Maybe we can just have a little bit of fun and...
The scatters.
Oh, no.
Claudia, Flower, run!
Well, this podcast has now ruined open-faced sandwiches for me. Is nothing sacred? Usidore the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Flower the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Claudia the Witch was played by Beth Malewski. If you want to see Beth perform live, stop by any coffee shop where they've added oat milk instead of 2% to her latte. That's a performance you won't soon forget. Also, check out the Improvised Shakespeare Company at IO Chicago. And two dead-ass hoes at the Home Theater every other Wednesday. Jamilius the Mauve was played by Anthony LeBlanc. Check out Anthony with Deep Schwa every Sunday at 8 p.m. at the IO Theater in Chicago. The muffled sound of Spintax the Green from another room was Charlie McCracken. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. The most recent bonus is a recording of the Magic Tavern live show in Richmond, Virginia, which became a celebration of Usidore's birthday because it was, in fact, Matt Young's birthday. Enjoy this clip.
That's a little cheesy, but kind of fun.
Interesting.
That's all I have to say about that. There was not the uproar of excitement I expected there to be.
I guess if I knew more about these Lost Boys, I might be...
Well, you know, it's a beachside community, and everything seems fine there. You know, just a couple quarries hanging out, running around town. But what they don't know is that there are teenage vampires killing people. Also, there's a saxophone player on the beach.
Hello. Wait, my interest is entirely contingent on this question. What type of shirt is he wearing?
He's wearing like a vest, I think.
Arnie, you got so excited. When he asked what kind of shirt, you said he's wearing not.
Not a shirt.
That's how excited you are, Arnie.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's wearing not shirt. Only good can happen.
He's wearing not shirt.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. See you back here next week with a visit to Chunt's team.
I can't believe they set the lobby on fire and melted my face. I just need to sit here for a moment and read my paper.
On the toilet?
Yes, and...
Yeah.
What? Oh, read it.
Read it out. Go ahead and read it.
I'm just reading the paper here from the toilet. It appears that Usidore the Wizard has been sighted in this area. Oh, shit!
Oh,
shits and squirts and shits and squirts and squirts and shits and shits and squirts 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 and